1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
These performers practiced their routines one last time.
5, 6, 7.
Others warmed up their instruments. And the rest were busy filling out paperwork.
We'll check the second one.
Local singers, musicians, dancers, and other performers have come to Metro headquarters in Washington, D.C. to audition for Metro Performs.
But I'm just chilling, bro. I'm feeling, killing it.
In its second year, sends local performers to Metro stations in D.C. on Friday afternoons to perform for the public. A panel of judges was on hand to evaluate the performers and choose 40 for the program. Lionel Thomas is deputy director for the D.C. Commission on the Arts and one of the judges. He explained what the judges are looking for.
We're looking for engaging performers, people who, you know, as you pass by at the end of the day or at the beginning of the, you know, as you're leaving work, that you'll stop and be engaged with. You know, people who you would find interesting.
I would try to shield your innocence.
That you can enjoy a cultural experience without having to pay any money.
Performers of all ages came out for the auditions.
These are my dancers.
14-year-old Devontae Gardner was one of the youngest performers on this day. The local high school student has been performing around D.C. He sees the Metro Performs program as an opportunity to expand his fan base.
It's something I want to do. I don't look too much for anything in it. It's just, you know, to put myself out there and make sure I can, you know, try to get a fan base and try to get as many fans as I can.
Performing at last year's audition helped belly dancing group Bella Quattro increase its visibility. After performing at Metro Performs, the group booked several events. Group member Deborah Jackson explains their style.
We do a newer style of belly dance, which is a fusion of the old styles, all the traditional styles blended, and then some flamenco, hip-hop, and other Indian dance elements added to it, done to modern music.
The group hopes to show its dance style to a new audience. Member Joelle Williams.
We really like just bringing the dance form to the community, showing it, sharing it with people that haven't seen it before, and maybe encouraging others to take dance class for themselves.
The performances begin in late spring and last for 10 weeks.
Because Thursday is a hard working day, and Friday I get my pay.
Sean Maroney, VOA News.